Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Gambling on Life Radio Show. It is 11 a.m. just outside beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. We are broadcasting live. This is Nancy D. Adler, your life transformation coach. I want to impart to everyone that you are a winner, joyfully unique, loved, and empowered to create the life of your dreams. This is a very special show for me, and I hope you will join me. And I am so grateful to introduce a very special introduction of my recently published Gambling on Life Joy Journal. We'll be exploring today the importance of journal writing to unfold the pearls of wisdom that lies within each one of us. It has been my experience and a real journey of self-discovery as I write in my joy journal each day. I begin by making a list of everything that I am grateful for and why. Adding the why seems to add a special richness to the joy and really allows me to discover the pearls of wisdom that come from within each one of us. And it all starts with gratitude. So I will begin the show by saying we have some people calling in to share what they're grateful about and their experience with Joy Journal writing. So I will just say that I am so grateful to have everyone as my friend, and it is an honor and privilege to be your coach. So I hope you will keep coming back, and I'm grateful to let you know once again that you are all winners. So keep coming back. And we have two people on the line. Tina, did you want to introduce yourself and share what you're grateful for?
Sure. I am Christina, and there are many things I'm grateful for, but the one thing I'd like to share is I'm really grateful for my marriage, for the person that I'm married to. And I think about some of the heartbreak that I experienced before meeting my husband, and I think about not just the things I learned through that heartbreak, but that knowing the people that I wanted relationships with in the past, the struggles that I would have now if I were with those people or with one of those people instead of who I'm with, I wouldn't want those struggles. I wouldn't want those challenges. So I'm grateful to have the companion that I have.
Thank you for sharing that. Thank you. I believe that, you know, through adversities and struggles come our real lessons of growth in our life, and that you can see that is wonderful.
Thanks.
So what has been your experience with journal writing, and how does that help you?
I think the main thing for me with journaling is that you, or anyone, is able to really get to know themselves. Because I think sometimes we think about things and we don't realize how our thoughts or ideas are really affecting us. But when we can see it written down, when we can go back and reflect on that, we can recognize some of our shortcomings, we can recognize some of our weaknesses, but also we can recognize some of the great things that are inside of us. We can say, wow, that chain of thought came from me, and that's powerful, and there's wisdom right there. I wrote that down. And also, you can kind of reflect back on things that you've learned, but maybe you're forgetting about in the moment, but you learned in the past.
Absolutely. That's powerful. And what you said about how powerful it is when it comes from within us, because I believe, and I state this in the Joy Journal, that each of us have the answers that we seek within ourselves. rather than looking to another person, place, or thing for the joy. And so, you know, as I write, you know, I've been, I mean, some of us have negative thoughts every once in a while, and I think it's important to acknowledge them. And I have this process where I will acknowledge a negative thought, and then I will write a positive affirmation in the precise opposite of that.
I think that's a great idea, because I think that as you kind of open yourself up and have like an attitude of gratitude, I know that sounds a little cliche, but if you have that attitude, then it opens you up to be anxiously engaged and looking for things to be joyful for. And I think that's really important in the times that we're experiencing right now, not just locally, but globally. And how burdensome life can be, I think it's important to really be looking for things that help us be joyful and help us be happy and help us to realize that we do have control and power over what's going on in our own lives.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of wisdom you just spoke. Thank you. Thank you, Christina. Whether we're based in law of attraction, we truly do receive what we're looking for, you know, and what we talk about and what we focus on most. And there is, so for me, it's not only important to write what I'm grateful for and joyful about, it's important for me to speak it out to another, because it is so, you know, from our heart, our mouth speaks. And it is so empowering to speak the power of our words that we say to ourselves and that we say to others.
Exactly. And I think a lot of times the things that we say to ourselves, because we don't write them down, we don't realize the impact they have on us. Mm-hmm. Because we're just internalizing that. But once we hear ourselves say it or we read what we've written, we realize how ridiculous it sounds. Sometimes we have really negative patterns of thought and really negative things that we feel or think about ourselves, but once we see it written down, we kind of realize the silliness of it.
You know, I have a dear friend and it is very important that we love ourselves unconditionally, all of ourselves. And I have a good friend who shares, you know, once she realizes she's getting into some negative self-talk or she's made a mistake, which we all do, she just says to herself, just kidding. And she loves all parts of herself. And so do I. And I think that's important to remember, that God loves us all.
I agree.
Thank you. Ms. Janine, what did you have to share and bring to the table?
I just want to say thank you for welcoming me on the show. My name is Janine Mercer, and I'm grateful today to have my family. My mother just turned 70 today, and I know not too many people out there still have their parents alive, but I'm grateful to have her alive. You know, I'm grateful to have my whole entire family alive. Gosh, it's so much a joy to have that. It's unbelievable.
Thank you. Thank you. That you're grateful for that. I know my mother is deceased, and I was grateful to have the opportunity to spend quite a bit of time with her in her last days, and that was really a blessing to me. And that was my way of giving back, was spending time with my mother. And I think sometimes, you know, we don't necessarily see it, what a gift and what a blessing it is.
Yes, definitely.
So what can you share about the pearls of wisdom that you have gained through journaling and the Gambling on Life Joy Journal?
Yeah, I'm finding that when I wake up in the morning and I write what I'm grateful for in my journal, that it helps me during my stressful, extremely stressful day, because I'm dealing with a lot of people and not everyone I deal with is positive. And when I write in my journal what I'm grateful for, it gives me a sense of well-being, a sense of, you know, calmness, you know, to be able to deal with the many people that I deal with every day on the internet, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely helps me. It helps my business. It keeps me positive throughout the day. It gives me positive thinking.
Thank you. Well, I would just like to impart that I'm grateful to know you. I'm grateful to be your coach. And you're always positive and uplifting. That's been my experience.
Thank you.
So.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I would encourage anyone else to call in today and share with us what you're grateful for. The call-in number is, let me just double-check that, 646-716-5931. Again, 646-716-5931. So it looks like some others are trying to call in, and I'm not able to pick up the call. So thank you, ladies, both for joining us. And I, again, am just so grateful for everyone and everything in my life, the good and the not so good. Sometimes we're all on a journey, and I want to encourage everyone to go to my Gambling on Life site. It's www.gamblingonlife.com. There are many complimentary resources on there. Anyone that would like to be willing to take advantage of the spring coaching special, I am happy to send a free copy, autographed copy of the Gambling on Life Joy Journal to you. That will be my gift to you. So again, you can reach me at www.gamblingonlife.com. There is a coaching request form. I am offering a wonderful spring special. This is a time for renewal and growth and to share our joy and experiences and just live life to the fullest. So anything else, Tina, that you would like to share today? No, but I appreciate you having me on.
It's my pleasure. Grateful for you. Be joyful.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Bye for now. Talk soon.
Bye for now.
Janine.
Yes.
Anything else you'd like to share? Your wisdom and...
No, I think that's about it for now. I'm thankful, like I said, that I have my book coming up as well.
That's exciting. Looking
forward to that. Yeah. Definitely looking forward to that.
I am so looking forward to hearing about that. I know we've talked about your book and wow, just that's very exciting.
Yes,
and it takes courage to write a book and share your story, and I know it is going to bless many.
Oh, yes.
So more than anything else, you know, be yourself.
Right.
And you are a blessing to me. So, again, I'm grateful. And thank you for contributing your time today, and I know we'll talk soon.
Okay, great.
All right. Stay blessed, Janine.
All right, you too.
All right. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
So thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. Again, my name is Nancy Adler. I am so grateful to be alive today and want you to know that you are empowered, loved, and I am absolutely grateful and honored to be your friend and your coach. Again, please send me a note with what you're grateful for. My email address is nancy@gamblingonlife.com. And lots of free resources on my website as well, and get to know a little bit more about me and my journey. If I can answer any questions, send me an email and a coaching request, and I'm happy to send you out a complimentary copy of the Joy Journal, autographed as well. So make it a great day. I am grateful for you. Keep coming back. I want you to know you are a winner. Bye for now. Have a great day.